Ike Skelton served 17 terms in the U.S. House before he was defeated by Republican Vicky Hartzler in 2010. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver said Skelton was, he feared, one of a vanishing breed.
He would debate the issues and debate them without becoming personal. And we really need people like Ike Skelton at this particular juncture in our history.
Skelton, 81, died of complications from pneumonia. A visitation will be held tomorrow afternoon and a funeral service Monday afternoon, both at Wentworth Military Academy in Lexington. The Kansas City Council went on record as not approving of a neo-Nazi gathering that will demonstrate against immigration reform here on November 9th. Councilman John Sharp said the city needed to make it clear to the National Socialist Movement that they're not really welcome here.
If we're silent, some of these folks will think, well, that means that they don't really disagree with us too much because they aren't saying anything.
The council resolution condemned the coming rally, but urged citizens not to physically confront its participants. A planned Kansas City streetcar system passed 2 mileposts. The city council sent staff shopping for a $10 million loan for advanced studies of a proposed Phase 2, but Councilman Russ Johnson said an even bigger step was council approval of the purchase of 4 streetcars for Phase 1.
This is where you're really getting serious about building this project. You're going to go actually out and buy something.
The 4 streetcars will cost a total of $17.9 million. A federal judge denied the state of Kansas's request to dismiss a lawsuit by Shawnee Mission District parents over Kansas school funding. The parents contend that it's unconstitutional to limit the amount local districts can raise through taxes. The Missouri Supreme Court upheld the rejection of survivor benefits for the same-sex partner of a state trooper killed in the line of duty because the two were not married, which they can't be in Missouri. The ACLU's Tony Rothert called the ruling personally and financially insensitive.
Having the state say that you were strangers and having the Missouri Supreme Court say that's okay, I think that's the most painful part of the decision for him.
The court didn't actually rule on whether Missouri's ban on same-sex marriages is constitutional. In sports, Sporting Kansas City was headed for the playoffs for the 3rd year in a row. But with the Chiefs 9-0 and 3 Royals players making national headlines for winning Golden Gloves, Sporting manager Peter Vermes was feeling like his guys were being taken for granted.
I think everybody looks at us getting in the playoffs as a given because we've kept ourselves so competitive.
Sporting Kansas City plays New England today in the first game of Round 1. Wrapping up the week, Libertarian candidate for Kansas Lieutenant Governor Grant Nelson filed suit against the city of Prairie Village, asserting that the city's refusal to allow him a permit for an open carry picnic violated state law, and the Wyandotte County District Attorney chose not to file criminal charges in the death of a woman who fell to her death from a party bus. Civil litigation, however, is still ongoing. This is KCUR.